with friends like these. As Mo walked back from Toad Hall later that day, his mind was in turmoil. How could Toad, that exciting and excitable animal, have got himself into such a sorry state? Mo recalled the many hours he had spent with Toad over the years. No matter what he was doing, Toad was always smartly dressed to the point of parody. Mo especially remembered Toad's obsession with large motor cars and how he always dressed the part. Large check overcoat and cape, an overall linen dust coat, a matching cap worn back to front, and goggles. And all of this complemented with a huge pair of yellow leather gauntlets. At the time, Badger had pooh-poohed Toad's appearance, saying that he looked a guy and that no respectable animal would be seen dead with him. But Badger was wrong. Mo thought he looked extremely dashing, and compared to his own rather somber black smoking jacket, which he happily wore to Toad's gay apparel. Mo realized that Toad's ill-kempt appearance represented a serious internal change in his spirits. His previous smart and sometimes dramatic wardrobe represented and demonstrated the elan and joie de vivre of that singular animal. The bounce and the swagger were perfectly displayed by loud tweed jackets, ample plus fours, and the whole set off with a pink Leander Club bow tie. So what did it signify about Toad's emotional state that he was unwashed and ungroomed and wearing a sweater stiff with food droppings? And if Mo dared admit it, Toad, who always used a good cologne, was a bit smelly. Later that night, after their supper, Rat and Mo were sitting in front of a glowing fire, toasting their toes and sipping mugs of hot toddy. Mo had, of course, told Rat all about Toad and how he had found him. Since then, the two friends had talked of nothing else. There was much tattooing and what can we do and what can have caused it. Gradually, the conversation petered out as each animal sat staring into the fire, thinking his own thoughts. Eventually, Rat picked up the local weekly paper and thumbed through it in a desultory sort of way. Mo was half asleep when suddenly Rat sat bolt upright. "Mo, listen to this," he said in a commanding manner. "Already, you're not going through the small A's again, are you?" said Mo sleepily. Rat loved to see what bargains there were to be had, although he rarely found one. "Be quiet," said Rat in an unusually stern tone. "Listen." Then he proceeded to read out the following advertisement from the Bankside Bugle. "A qualified counselor is now able to receive new clients. Animals who have personal problems which are causing them unhappiness or distress make an appointment. Telephone Heronry 576. "Well," said the Mo, who had not been listening very attentively, "so what?" You perverse and foolish animal, said the rat, not for the first time. Don't you see? This could help poor Toady. Mo was but not fully awake. Surely you're not saying that Toady is in distress, are you? It's probably just a stomach upset. You know how Toad likes his food and drink. It must be admitted that Toad could sometimes overdo things, as he called it, and had been known to drink more than was good for him. Rat and Mole rarely had more than a dry sherry or a glass of beer and took a puritanical view of Toad's occasional bender.